Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us each week for a live call-in segment where we will intuitively identify patterns, beliefs, or experiences that may be holding you back in some way, and through conscious repatterning, quickly and easily release them right here on the show. We're on Transformation Talk Radio every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, helping you to consciously create your best life. Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne. We're here to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. The best part is that this process is gentle. It doesn't have to be difficult or painful. There doesn't have to be a healing crisis involved, and the possibilities are unlimited. So let's check in with Mark. Mark, did you have an idea of what you wanted to work with today?
I'm really excited. I want to do some clearing. Whatever clearing can be useful for me to be a better, more effective communicator would be great.
Okay, that sounds good. How do you feel about that, Gwen?
What do I feel about communication? I feel like I'm certainly getting better at communicating my truth, which certainly has not been my forte, I must say, throughout my life. But I believe that through these clearings, I've gained confidence to start to stand in my truth. And even though it was a little shaky at first, and even though sometimes the delivery might be a little bit rough, I've started to gain momentum to where I've really started to have breakthroughs, where the other day I had a situation. It wasn't a really big, complex situation with regard to communication, but it would have been something that I would have shared with somebody only if I absolutely had to, and kind of let it build up in me and kept putting it off. And instead, I found that it just kind of came right out and was pretty easy, and I was just amazed at how the pattern of my life has been to, like I say, oh, it's not a big deal. Let me just, there's no point in saying anything. It's not a big deal. And then actually it does become a big deal. And instead, this time I was just able to say, no, I don't think that's a good idea, and whatever else it was that I had to say. And I was like, yes. Wow, it's just easy.
Awesome.
I know. It felt good.
Was it really good? How was it received by when you just sort of said it off the cuff there and just came out of you?
Yeah, no problem. It was just as if, I said the sun was shining. I mean, it was met with no defensiveness, no reactivity, period. It was just taken in, and we just both went about our day without any kind of ruffling feathers. So that was a wonderful, wonderful experience to have for myself.
You were talking about your truth, like expressing your truth and how that's been difficult for most of your life. Was it because you couldn't get clarity or couldn't get to your own truth, or was it just in your hesitancy to express it that was your block?
It was more my hesitancy to express it. I mean, over the years, over the many years that I've been doing my personal work, I certainly have had an easier time of getting to my truth. But speaking it was a whole different ballgame. I mean, I would literally sometimes, and I'm talking about the more intimate, the closer relationships in my life. I mean, I would literally feel like I was frozen. I would tell myself, okay, I'm gonna say how I feel, and I would literally be like, and feel like I couldn't even get my mouth to form the words. So, we've done a lot of clearings around communication, and I'm pleased to say it has definitely paid off.
Absolutely. For me, it's been it's just been in the consciousness about what it is that I'm saying, more in the topics that I address or just phrases, like killing two birds with one stone. I used to say that a lot. And I started thinking about it, how many words I use like that. You know, I say, I was talking about working on a spreadsheet, and I was going to delete something. And I just said, oh, just kill that whole piece. You know, and then I went, ooh, I could feel it myself. Mm-hmm. It just sort of brought mm-hmm. to my own awareness the words I was using, and they're lazy phrases that just is not very precisely communicating what I'm thinking or what I'm trying to say. It's just sort of a lazy way to just throw it out.
You know, even down to, oh, I'm starving to death. You know, every now and again I find myself saying something like that, and I think, is that really what I want to put out there? No, that's definitely not what I want to put out there. And so it is, it's just a question of refinement, and it may seem silly at first, but the more you do it, in a way, the more sensitive I know I have become to the vibration or the energy of those words and phrases. And, you know, I can definitely relate to what, you know, if I hear people say to kill two birds with a stone, I mean, I immediately see two birds, poor things, you know, and their feathers flying, and it's like, oh, that's not good. I don't, you know, I don't want to feel that.
And you're right, Gwen, when you get more sensitive, you definitely start to just feel the vibration of these words or these phrases that you're putting out there. It's something that I never noticed before I started working on my intuition and therefore becoming more sensitive and becoming more aware, you know, because everything is energy, everything is vibration, and what we're putting out into the world, we're also attracting for ourselves. So to be putting out those lower vibrations, is something that not only affects us and our lives, but everyone through, you know, the collective energy. So paying attention to the words that you're putting out there, the phrases that you're saying, like what you were saying, Gwen, I'm starving to death. It kills me, you know, and it just breaks my heart. Those kind of phrases are something that I've definitely become much more aware of as I've learned to recognize the power of my speech, the power of my words, and that a lot of times you are actually calling something into motion, even if that's not what your conscious intention is. When you say it, you're bringing that vibration in.
That's the thing that I think is next up for me, is to begin to work on not only what vocabulary and what words and what expressions I want to bring into the world, but then how to do that and to just slow myself down just a little to take that sort of rushedness. It kicks me out of being conscious about what it is that I'm expressing, just to slow down a little, you know.
Which I've noticed that, Gwen, you're really good at being very aware of the words that you're choosing to put out there.
And this is one of the things I'm most impressed about when I hear you speak, Gwen, is that you speak more thoughtfully and a little slower pace. You're still very expressive and you still emote and there's enthusiasm and all that, but you don't seem to rush or jump to words. You know, there's not an impulsiveness about your speech. It's just very comforting and comfortable, it feels to me.
Yeah, it's not always actually how I desire to speak, it's just what happens.
The way you operate.
I mean, I feel, I feel like, honestly, and I did read a description once about Pisces being this way, where we swim in the, you know, the deepest waters, and in those deepest waters, it's nonverbal for me. Like I said, I'm seeing, I'm feeling, maybe an occasional word, but mostly it's not verbal. And then the words are like up at the top of the water for me sometimes. So it's like, oh, I got to swim all the way up there to connect to the words. So as I said before, you know, this is a process. On the flip side of the coin, that I would like to do some work around where words are perhaps more accessible to me.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start doing some clearing on this. Let's go ahead and start off with an opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start with clearing stress. I'm sensing quite a bit of stress with you, Mark, in meeting the other person or keeping up with the conversation. You're wanting to meet them, like have everything all together instantly, and you're creating a lot of internal stress around that, and that's why you're kind of panicking when someone starts to drown and they start just flailing their arms back and forth,
yes,
trying to grasp at something. That's what you're doing with your communication and just trying to keep up with the conversation. Let's clear that pattern and clear stress also. I have some of that too, so I'll benefit from the sparing as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gwen, what I'm picking up with you is fear. You're afraid of choosing the wrong word or grabbing the wrong lifeboat in the same analogy of the water. And that's what's creating the hesitation for you. So let's just clear fear and show you how to trust your communication. You could also use a throat chakra clearing.
Okay.
And then there's something else. There's something around your mother. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but there's something in you that just really wants to communicate honestly and effectively and very clear with your mother. And there's something in you that it kind of fears that maybe you're not going to be able to express yourself in that way. So let's clear between communication and your mother, and also just clear whatever underlying contributors there are from your relationship or your experiences that are affecting your communication today.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Let's go ahead and start transitioning into a break now. We're going to be doing some more on this. There's definitely stuff that we haven't addressed yet, but we can do that in just a few minutes. And then, again, in the second half of the show, we're going to be taking some live calls. And I do want to just let anybody that's just tuning in and experiencing this for the first time, I want to let you know that when we do a clearing like this, this is creating really powerful and instantaneous change for us. And it's not something that we're going to have to keep going over and over again to really integrate into our communication, integrate into our lives, integrate into our way of being. So if you want to join us and do some conscious repatterning today, the number to call is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Janz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about communication and how to enhance communication today, clearing blocks, limitations, and there's some fear coming up right now that I want to check in about. Let me see.
Isn't it, you know, fear of being rejected when you speak your truth?
Mm-hmm. All three of us have that. Let's clear the fear of rejection.
Yes.
And also, let's clear between us and our truth and the fear of our truth.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's a big one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's also ask to be shown that each one of us is effective in our communication, how to be the most effective. We want to trust our communication, trust our effectiveness, and trust that we know how to communicate effectively for each situation that we're in, each individual that we're communicating with, and there's something else. What is it? And something about the energetic patterns. I'm sensing like this two-way exchange, you know, the back and forth in communication, and there's something about picking up energetics through our communications.
What I was hearing or feeling was is the reaching out to each other. So it's almost like it is almost like cords, and it opens us up to taking on energy from them.
That's mm-hmm. what I just saw too. Is as mm-hmm. you're opening yourself up by extending your communication, you're also opening up the flow of energy to you from that other person or from that other situation and taking on things that may not be serving you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's just ask for our communication to be filtered so that we can put out what is the highest choice to put out there, but without taking mm-hmm. on anything like a one-way valve. And then, of course, that two-way valve or two-way communication or energetic pattern, when it's serving both parties involved, for that to continue to flow freely, but only in those cases where it serves both parties involved in the highest and best way.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Yes, I'm nodding vigorously. Yes.
Okay, and I'm muscle testing as I say it to make sure, can we do this? Is that right? Is that correct? And I'm getting yes on that. So it sounds good to me, too.
Good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, you still have a fear of communication. I feel like there's two different experiences that we've got to clear for you around that. One of them has to do with a romantic connection early on, something around the age of 16 years old.
Oh, okay. That would be Lisa.
Okay. Let's see. Do we need to know more? We need to know more. Tell us a story.
Well, Lisa was my high school girlfriend, and she was great. But very, very much a more traditional in alignment with the type of woman that my parents would want me to date, you know. I think not really into telling our truths as much as kind of going with the flow and being positive. And so it didn't feed the part of me that wanted to be more honest in communication. but it was also very comforting, and what I knew and what had been modeled for me from my parents, et cetera. So I can certainly see why I was drawn to Lisa and why we were connected for the, you know, mostly through high school. But it certainly wasn't about me expressing or even getting to my truth. So I sort of just left that out of relationships. Is that kind of maybe useful?
Yeah, so saying the right thing at the right time, but not necessarily expressing yourself authentically.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, let's clear between you and Lisa and then clear that pattern as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so then there's another one. Feels like another romantic connection. You're the ladies' man, Mark. We started young at 8 years old a couple shows ago. You told us that story.
Yeah.
There's another relationship around 18 years old.
Let's see, that would be college.
Who comes up when you think of yourself in a romantic connection at 18?
Tracy. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I don't think that we need details on this one. We just got to clear between you and her and also clear any patterns that you picked up in general, but specifically in communications that aren't serving you any longer. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, good. Now I get your trust in communication and fear has been cleared. Good. Something for you, Gwen. Your throat chakra is not cleared yet.
Oh, that's interesting. I just, like, saw a hand reach in and, like, grab me by the throat.
You know, it's like a hand from your lineage, like your grandfather.
Oh.
It seems like it's some sort of fear. It's his fear of you communicating your authentic self.
Oh, interesting. Does it have to do with the fact that I'm a woman?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. It's a fear, like you said, on his side. But well, what I'm getting is like shutting down the woman's voice or shutting down the feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's clear that influence from your throat chakra. And then actually all three of us could use a clearing of influence over our throat chakra. It's all influence that's not serving us and the greater good in the highest and best way. Let's go ahead and clear it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so let's all three clear any communication blocks, any resistance to highly effective communication. Oh, you know what I'm getting is that this, some of these blocks have to do with our fear of what we have to communicate. And not wanting to bring that information through. So let's clear that fear. Let's trust what we are feeling authentically in our essence and our heart to communicate and, you know, trust that message.
Nice.
I love that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still not getting that you trust yourself with communication, Mark. I feel like there's an experience that needs to be cleared for you. Actually, this is a really young one from when you were 3 years old. Do you by any chance remember something that happened when you were three?
Whoa.
It feels like something that you were trying to communicate that wasn't received.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it was your mother.
Mm.
I don't feel like we need to know more details about it. We can just clear that experience.
Sure, let's do it.
You actually have a strong fear of direct communication, and actually I do too. I don't get that we need to know anything about where it came from. We're both just ready to release it, so let's clear that fear. Okay, thank you. I also get that you don't know how to communicate directly and effectively in the highest and best way. None of us do. I don't think we have the definition of what that actually means. So let's ask for the highest definition, perspective and understanding of what that means and then call it in for ourselves, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I also get that you don't trust your communication, Mark. Let's show you how to trust.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I was picking up was unspoken communication. So unspoken communication in the sense of picking cues up from other people, picking up feelings from other people, and having a subtext going Like, for example, if I hear somebody that sounds down and then I start to come down because I think that maybe there's something wrong with them, or, you know, there's this kind of subtext that's not necessarily on a conscious level, of course, but that's what I was getting to clean up on.
Okay. Let's clean it up. Clear it. Release
it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Getting something around tone. I know for myself that I'm extremely sensitive to tone. And I would have thought that this might have gotten cleared up in the subtext, but I'm getting it didn't. I know that I react very strongly to tone.
Absolutely.
Well, what I'm getting is that we need to know how to resonate our communication with our tone and our delivery in the highest and best way.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That
let's
sounds
do
great.
That. All right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got all excited when you said that, so... I certainly resonate with it.
Let me see if I trust my communication. I get that I do.
I do get that there's something you could clear with regard to communication.
What is it?
What is it?
I just heard persnickety.
Persnickety? Is that even a word?
Yes, persnickety.
It's a great word. I couldn't define it exactly, except I'll look it up. Hold on.
It's a little bit like rigidity.
Let me check in with this just a second.
So persnickety, it says it's an adjective. So placing too much emphasis on trivial or minor details, requiring a particularly precise or careful approach. Persnickety.
Mm. Okay, that does make sense.
Well, it's certainly not a word that I use on a regular basis, so that's why when it came in, I was like, no, persnickety. I'm like, all right, I'm tossing it out there.
Good word, Gwen. Thank you. Let's go ahead and get ready to take another break. When we come back from the break, we're going to start taking some live calls. So if there's anything in your life that you would like a little bit of assistance with, or you're feeling blocked or hindered in any way, give us a call. We'll get you on air. 1-800-930-2819. And if you're not able to call today, we do live group clearing calls every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific. And this is where you'll receive a lot of clearing. We do a full hour of highly transformational clearing for everyone on the call. So if you want to check in on that, my website, consciousrepatterning.com, has all the details. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark. And we've been demonstrating conscious repatterning today, this extremely efficient, gentle, yet very powerful modality of clearing, releasing limiting beliefs, patterns, experiences, anything that may be blocking or limiting you in any way. So we're ready to go to the phone lines now. We have Rose on the line waiting to do some repatterning with us. Rose, what can we help you with today?
Well, about a month ago, I called into the Dr. Pat show and you were on it, and you did kind of like a initial clearing for me, and I just thought I might be able to get a little additional clearing because it worked really well. I actually just moved from Pennsylvania to Connecticut a couple of months ago, and things are working, like, creatively are moving forward pretty well, but my finances seem to be really stuck. So I'm hoping that you can help me with that.
Okay, let me check in and see. You know, the first thing that's coming up is your grandmother. The visual that I'm seeing is kind of her standing with a stake in the ground, really strong and solid and not moving forward at all. And I'm not exactly sure how this relates to you yet. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not quite sure. I didn't know any of my grandparents. So do you know if it's my maternal grandmother or my paternal grandmother?
It's on your father's side.
Okay, that makes sense. They're on my father's side, seems to be very stubborn.
What I'm curious about is how this relates to your finances. Let me check in with it for just a moment.
Okay.
Well, what I see visually, and this is usually just symbology, but what I see is she's got a strong stake in the ground. She's not moving, and then you are right there with her. So there is something in you that is not allowing yourself to advance beyond where she was or where she is.
I definitely feel like there is a definite block, and I just don't know where it's coming from.
Okay. Well, that's one of them. So let's go ahead and clear between you and her. Let's clear any patterns that you have inherited from her that aren't serving you and show you how to reestablish your own patterns in your financial situation and clear any guilt there is associated with the sense of kind of abandoning your family, so to speak, because it seems like a lot of what's going on in your finances has to do with your family and your loyalty to them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay, so let's clear that for you, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You know what I see is guilt and a lack of worthiness from you.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's a lot of it.
Okay. Well, let's clear that. And let me just check in to see if we need more information before we can clear it. I get no. So let's just go ahead and clear the guilt and clear the unworthiness, which is just basically means release it, and then replace that with worthiness. I want to ask for you for worthiness of abundance, worthiness of security, trusting your ability to manage your finances, and worthiness of success. So let's call all that in for you, and then I'll check to see if there's any blocks, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel a lot moving right now. That was the big one for you. And you could probably feel it, too, if you pay attention to just kind of the feelings in your body. You might notice, because it's pretty big.
I do feel a little bit lighter.
Oh, good. as some of that guilt is lifting. Okay, it feels like there's some more. It feels like everything that we've just did was completed, but there's some more coming
okay.
in. Okay, so we were working with your father's mother before, but now your father's coming in, and I'm sensing some anger from him towards you. Do you have any idea what that is?
His anger towards me? Well, he's deceased, so I'm not sure where that would maybe, you know, it could be financial. He worked very hard to give us everything, and, you know, there was some inheritance that I sort of went through probably quickly, and
that's what it
he's
is.
Probably angry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I guess I felt like I wasn't worthy to have that. It was
exactly.
almost like, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. It wasn't comfortable for me to have that kind of money, and so I spent it quickly, and I'm sure that's what he's angry about.
That's what it is. So let's clear that. Let's clear between you and his inheritance, your inheritance,
yeah.
And then also clear between you and him. And we'll just, what we're basically doing is just removing any kind of energetics associated with that anger from influencing you or your finances.
Okay.
I'm also sensing some beliefs in you. Let me just pinpoint exactly what they are. You've just got some basic beliefs around money that aren't serving you.
I'm sure that, I don't know. I want money, you know, and I just never seem to be able to get it, and I don't know whether it's because I think of it as, you know, maybe I just feel like I'm not worthy to receive it.
Well, that was the case. We've cleared that
okay.
from influencing you, so that is no longer there. I actually do get
okay,
worthy.
Good.
When I'm checking in with you, I do get that you are worthy of having money. You are worthy of abundance and success, but your beliefs about money being evil, money being the cause of harm, money being, it seems like you've got a belief about money coming in between people.
It can. I think it can if you're not careful. And maybe I feel like I, you know, subconsciously I feel like I would not be able to deal with that. If I had money, you know, maybe it would change who I am.
Yes. Let's change that belief, because having financial support can actually enhance who you are and enhance your role just by being able to provide for you in a way that allows you to provide for others. And I'm not talking materially, but energetically, spiritually, it enables you and frees you from having to engage so much in the making of money so that you can actually do more good in the world.
I would love that.
Yeah, so let's just kind of switch your belief systems. I just want to ask that any beliefs that you have around money that aren't serving you or that are blocking you from creating financial stability and success and abundance in your life be cleared and released, and replace them with those that are validating your worthiness and validating even your divine purpose.
That would be wonderful.
Great, thank you. Okay, this one's a big one, too. I just felt a huge rush of energy when we started talking about this.
It does make absolute sense. I never really thought of it like that. Or maybe I did and just wasn't really, you know, it was sort of stuffing it down, maybe.
Okay, let me just check in and see if you're blocked. I don't feel like you are. It actually feels really clear. Let me just
I feel
in.
Really good, too. I feel really positive.
Good.
Yeah, I do actually, and I just feel that it's really amazing how you can feel, you just feel it, you feel the clearing, you feel lighter, you feel less blocked.
Beautiful.
It's almost like a euphoria.
Oh, right. Yeah, I hear that often.
Do you? Okay.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really appreciate this. And, I, you know, this I don't normally do this kind of thing, so, you know, I'm really happy that I was able to get in contact with you. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
This.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Before we disconnect, I just want to check and make sure that we're complete. Actually, I get that we're not.
Oh, Okay.
We're complete with finances, but there's just a little something extra that's coming in. Let me check in and see what it is. Something about motherhood.
Well, my son, you know, I am a mother of a 27-year-old, and he's living on his own now, and he has the same sort of, I think I've sort of passed my blockages financially and success, you know, success, things like that to him, because he is so smart and can do anything with his life, and I don't think he believes it, and I think I feel a little guilt about that.
Okay, well, let's release that, and let's also clear between you and him. Let's show you that you are a great mother is what I'm getting at. I feel like you believe that you're a good mother, but you're actually a great mother, and that's the part that you're not really receiving for yourself. But, you know, I'm getting strong validation that you are, so let's change.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I feel I have a lot of guilt, and I worry a lot about my son and that maybe I was not a good enough mother. I was a single mom, and I think a lot of single moms have that same guilt, and that's been, you know, that's been huge in my life, so.
Okay. Well, let's clear between you and motherhood as well, and just show you how to trust in your ability as a mother, and change the belief that you are passing on any patterns onto your son that aren't serving him.
Wonderful.
Okay, now I'm getting we're complete. So, again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's amazing that you brought that up. That's just amazing that you were able to, you know, get that information. It's just amazing that that came out, because I have been feeling really bad about, you know, my relationship with my son and things like that. So.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we had the opportunity to go there.
This is, I mean, I'll tell you, the Transformation Talk Radio has been amazing. I have listened to so many awesome people, and, you know, you being at the top of that list, it's just been wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. That's amazing. That is really an amazing, you have an amazing gift.
Aw, thank you so much, Rose. And again, thank you so much for calling in. It's time for another break. So if you'd like a little bit more information about this, you can visit my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also send me an email, request a private session, or join one of the live group clearing calls that we hold every Tuesday night at 5 o'clock Pacific, which is 8 o'clock Eastern. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane. We've been clearing around communication today, and now we're ready to take another caller. We've got Jerry from Denver, Colorado on the line. Is this the same Jerry that called last week?
It is.
Hello.
This is an opportunity.
Yeah, good one. I don't really retain information about what we did, so I don't know. I have no idea right now what we cleared with last week. But were you calling to give us some feedback or to do some more clearing?
To do more clearing.
Okay. Well, first, I want to hear the feedback because that's my favorite part. can you just give us a brief little synopsis of what we did last week and how
I'm trying to think
you?
What we worked on.
Well, I know we talked about baths. I remember that part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I took a bath right after, and it was great. It felt very healing. Trying to think what else. We talked about money and how you said I haven't handled it well at times. And so I wanted to really go with that. I wanted to go further with that if there was anything else. And let's see. But my life has felt really lighter and easier. I mean, I don't know, other than I'm still, you know, I have concerns about money, but.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it feels great. Yeah.
Good.
I always feel lighter after I work with you. That's why I want to work with you.
I hear that all the time. I mean, nine out of 10 people that I work with say that they feel lighter and things just kind of go smoother. So I'm learning to attribute it to the work after hearing
Absolutely.
It so many times. Well, good. I'm actually not getting if there's anything else around money to work with right now. It feels like there's something else coming up. Something around your father. If you're just going to let me butt in and let you know what I think is the highest priority to work with.
All right.
Do you have any idea what it is? Do you want to share anything with
us? Either guilt or self-worth.
There's some self-worth stuff coming. Let me get just a little bit more information. I already know I'm already hearing, Gwen, that you have information on it. So if you want to share something while I'm getting my stuff, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not getting too much, but I do know that it's relationship to the masculine. And so it kind of affects your all of your relationships to the masculine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship with men, yes, definitely. Yeah.
There's also there seems to be like a disconnect in your ability to receive love from men also, and the lack of worthiness is coming in. It's somewhere, you know, it's having it has something to do with your relationship with your father. So I think that's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and start clearing that up, and then we'll see what else comes through. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, it's huge. I just felt a huge rush of energy as soon as we started. And I feel like, Jerry, you've got something else to share with us.
Regarding my dad, or mm-hmm. let's see. Yeah. What do I want to share? Well, I mean, I can see how my relationship with him relates to the relationships I've had and how they turned out, you know, because he was alcoholic and abusive, not all the time, but, you know, and then I had some of that in my relationships, but my relationships have gotten better and better and better, so that's been great.
I would like to do a little bit of work clearing the abuse pattern.
That's okay.
As soon as you said that, I got the big light bulb went on. So let's clear between you and the abuse pattern and show you how to have healthy, loving relationships with men without abuse.
Great.
Okay? All right. Thank you. Great. Oh, good. Thanks. That released really easy. I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling the energy go, but I also feel like that's all that we need to do around that pretty quick.
Fantastic.
And that's all that's coming to me was, how do you feel?
My arms are tingling. Yeah, I feel much lighter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it feels really good. Feels really good.
Okay, good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just feeling a little sensitive. Like, releasing. Mm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happens. Actually, I think you can expect a little bit more of that. So when it comes up, just know that it's passing and clearing. And it actually does feel very different than when emotions are coming up that are kind of you're locked into a loop or a cycle of them. You can actually feel when they come up that they are releasing. So, yeah, like I said, you can expect a little bit more of that. But that feels really good. I get that we're complete.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for calling in again.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Love this
great
work. Love what you do. I want to learn it. I don't know if it's my path, but it's great.
Well, I just learned it all myself. I mean, it really just started with setting intentions. And, you know, one of the first things that I asked for was being able to step into my mastery and clearing blocks and resistance that I had to fulfilling my divine purpose, and those were really some of the first ones. And then once you set those intentions, then everything starts coming into your awareness to clear, or, you know, coming up for me, you know, the things that were holding me back. And I just, as each one of them came up, I addressed them and I asked to clear them and release them, and that's how I got started. So it's definitely something that you can do for yourself as well.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Call us again if you feel inclined.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
So we have a couple more minutes. I want to check in with Chris, our great, fabulous station producer, Chris. We did some clearing last week with you. I wanted to know if you had anything to share.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the very next day I had to go to a very important client for the radio station, and it's difficult to talk with clients when I've got this anxiety thing going on, but it was so much more relaxing, and everybody at the station's been asking me, you know, what did I do? You know, what happened last night, Chris? You must have had a good night last night. So it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely noticeable. I mean, it's not going unnoticed around the radio station. So thank you very much, Deborah Diane.
Oh, good. Well, just checking in with it again, and for those that weren't listening, we just did a quick anxiety stress release for Chris. I'm not kidding, there's anything else to clear, but the good thing is you haven't fully integrated everything yet, so it's going to get better.
Good, that's good to hear.
Even more shifts, and good. Well, I look forward to doing some more clearings with you on one of the upcoming shows when we've got time. Very excited about that.
Me too.
Let's see, what else? What else do you want to talk about, Mark?
Well, I was just watching the clock, and I'm seeing that we're getting right to the end. I want to just
just check in quickly on the clearing calls. We have one tomorrow night. We'd love for anybody to come join us.
Yes.
You can register on the website. And so I want to keep that as an open invitation. That's every week, every Tuesday night at 5 o'clock Pacific, and that's 8 o'clock Eastern. And we go for about an hour, and it's fantastic clearing relationships. It's just good stuff. And so
yes,
come join us.
Three relationships for everyone. If you've got any relationship that you're not feeling fantastic about, just come. You just give us the names. You don't have to give us any details, no discussion. It's fast and it's really powerful stuff. But we have got to go for now, but we will definitely be here again next Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. Please join us again. And until then, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
Have a great night.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
It's time to start leaving it. Time to start breathing it. Time for
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.